Hallelujah. This is the bright age. Therefore, church, listen. Where are you to watch out for? You are to watch out for false prophets. A prophet here is a preacher. Any preacher is a prophet in the New Testament. Anybody that say, God will say, you are prophesying. I am prophesying now. I am either false or I am true. We are raised up, amen, hallelujah, to point people to Christ. When you see any man rises up and begin to point people to himself, then watch it very well. That is the Antichrist spirit. Praise the Lord. God's number for completion is 7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, anybody that come and say, after William Branham, I am next, he's Antichrist. He's Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say that. I want you all to hear it. Anybody that come and say, I am the next after William Branham, no matter how he ties it, after 7, hallelujah, we are entering the millennium. No other message, no other man. God has finished using man. One. The next move now is a global general move of the Spirit among a people. But those people must be people that have heard that message and come out. They position themselves for the next move. And it will not be spearheaded by any man. No man. They are antichrists. I know a few of them. One of them is in Benin. This is his scripture. Somebody asked me, no sir, is your name from Spain, that I should clarify that. Let me clarify it now for you. The scripture that that Antichrist is using is Isaiah 55. Isaiah chapter 55. Are we there? Verse 3 and verse 4. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Now, it is the turn of David. What is the sure message of David? The sure message of David is the covenant that God had with the throne of David, that it will abide forever. Even Jesus Christ is coming to sit on the throne of David. He, God says, he has established that throne forever. The covenant that he had with David on his throne. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then, he has a few group of people. They're not only 50 members of that church. But he's a very loud noisemaker. He is light in complexion. I have listened to one of his tapes. He now bamboozles them. He says that can they see that he has the color of Christ? And that the color of Christ is the color of earth. The earth. And you know he's in Benin. And you know that the terrain of Benin there, all the soil there, you know it's red in color. If you know Benin. Benin is red in color. I don't know if it's in Lagos. How you go talk? I don't know how you go talk for his skin. Hallelujah. And he's there bamboozling all of them. That in his altar, he has 24 seats at the altar. I saw it. 24 seats. He said they are there representing the 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4. And he said he is one of the elders. Nobody climbs that altar. Only him there. And he is, that's why he is called Elder David. And then he sits down there and tells them, nobody will make the rapture unless they accept him as their leader and commander. And he has brainwashed the members. If you speak anything against that ministry, enter message churches in Benin. He has trained some thugs, those boys there, to worship him. He has gone to several churches in Benin because they are all little flock. When they are worshiping like this, because their pastor spoke against him in their pulpit, somebody told them they will wait when service is on, they will come with cult boys and enter that place and scatter everywhere there. Beat up anybody they can beat up. What? You speaking against the man of God for this age? And wherever his members are, all over the world, they are remaining to him. He is their pastor. All the tithes, all the offerings are sent to him wherever you are around the world. And one or two of some of his members that found themselves in this church, it was difficult for them to adjust, to see that they can have access to the pastor like that, when they have access to me. And they were confused to see that a minister here can dress better than their pastor. Because the prophets in this church, they dress better than we, the pastors. You see? That's why all of us try and be prophet too. He said, who are you in that church that you dress better than the pastor? Or you dress the same flash? It almost be higher than your own. And anything he needs is at the snap of a finger. Hey, you, get me $5,000. I'll be in London tomorrow. And you, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir, yes, sir. If you don't get, you go and sell your car and give him. No argument. And they are there like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another one is in Lagos, Somolu. He said he's the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. The angel said, go and eat. Collect the book from he that stood at the, you know, the angel of Revelation chapter 10. He said, eat it. Eat the book. It will be sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your belly. And John ate the book. And it was sweet in his mouth, and bitter in his belly. And the angel told John, for thou shalt prophesy again to people, to nations, to kings. And then this man is a lawyer. He said, he is the John. And after William Branham, they know how to place themselves, then he placed himself also. And said the gospel went everywhere. The three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The Shemites, praise the Lord. They are the Middle East, Israel. The Japheth is the West, the Western world. And Ham is Africa. And now the Bible said this gospel of the kingdom will go around the whole world. So it has gone through Shem. It went to Japheth. Now it is the time for the Gentiles. And he preached a title. Someone titled the input of Ham. Ham too has an input. And then he, you know, crowns it up with the theme that he calls, which is the theme of his ministry, the continuity ministry. Yes, the continuity ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as far as it's concerned, there is no fivefold ministry in this entire message until he is the lead apostle. Until he's established. And everywhere recognize him. Then from there, there will be evangelists, pastors, prophets. But for now, no fivefold ministry. Anybody that is a pastor now, you are potential fivefold ministry in his own words. It is another antichrist spirit with the same trait. If you meet their members, including him, if you tell him, if you were close with him before, and you tell him that what he's saying is wrong, he will fight you. He will fight you. And without decorum, without any civilized word, he's a lawyer. So they know the language to use to finish you. He will call you, no matter what your age is. There are many of these people that he insults that came into the entire message while he was still serving Pilate Alabayo. Alabayo, what's that ministry? What's the ministry? Yahweh. He was a minister in the church of Yahweh. While he was there, wearing white gown and going to Tabora, these people were already laboring and spreading the whole entire message around the whole world. Come and see, because they warned us that thing coming up to there is false. He will face at them. You use language like that idiot behind the pulpit. That stupid idiot. That son of the devil was saying what? Abusing elderly people because they disagree with him. Using such language. And if you meet their members, are you in the continuity? If you say, you criticize them, they cut off. Even if you are the same father or mother with them. They will have nothing to do with you. Praise the Lord. I met them. I said, why are you running from me now? Where? Light, they run away from darkness. This is the first time I'm seeing light running away from darkness. I am coming now. Is it by running away? I will know. Come to me now so that I will know. They are one of their staunch followers. Another little church in Port Harcourt. Our member left here to Port Harcourt and was looking for an entire message church to attend. And they phoned him. I have relocated to Port Harcourt. I'm looking for an entire message church. I want to worship with you. So can I get the address? He said, who was your pastor in Lagos? He said, Pastor Alu. He said, if Pastor Alu is your pastor, don't come near this church. Go and look for your type. Or come here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the spirit. Why is it Antichrist? It's the same spirit that came on Lucifer. Wanting to be like the Most High. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. What did God do? Bound them and cast him out from there. That is the same spirit. I, a sinner saved by grace. A sinner saved by grace is making claims like that. Church, it is a sign of the end time. The sign of the end time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The second thing he said was wars and rumors of war. Have we not been hearing wars everywhere? Rumors of war everywhere. When he wrote this, There was no First World War yet. After he finished this, there was the First World War. There was the Second World War. There is even going to be a Third World War. Praise the Lord. And we know what is happening now. No country is at ease now. Everywhere, battle. Nigeria is having a fair share of the same battle. Go to the Middle East, where humanity started, where the Garden of Eden was located. Go and see where the gospel first started. Go and see what is happening there. War. What of famines and pestilences, diseases, strange ones. From HIV, there was a time it was leprosy. After leprosy, we were hearing, one funny flu again that was killing people. Then we have smallpox, then we have chickenpox. Then we now have bird flu, then we had anthrax, then we have cancer, HIV, and all the rest, and no cure for them. Now is Ebola. There are signs of the end, because he said, all this at the beginning of sorrows, because something greater is coming upon this world if you don't come to where your escape has been provided. Praise the Lord. And the sign of the end time. The sign that God has given us, I'm still telling you, is this end time message. It's the sign of another prophet. And God's messengers are never accepted by religious people. Therefore, don't expect any big time religious person to speak good of the minister of William Branham, because he tore them down. How can Ahab speak good of Elijah? How can Ahab speak good of Micaiah? That is it. Praise the Lord. Those of you who have seen this entire message, if you notice, I have never preached for you to be my church member. We have preached our mandate that God gave us this platform to preach. It is a commission to open the people's eyes, because the time is fast fading for us to play church. Our time is gone. God is raising ministers now. Hallelujah. That are ready to die for the truth. And that's why some of us, we will preach it. The worst you can do to me is to kill me. But you can never kill these messages we have preached. You can never kill them. Blessed be. And you can't even kill me until my time is over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second question is just 5 minutes. The person asked me, he said, should Christians hold communion with alcohol? With alcohol. Amen. We have spoken so much about that here. I don't know why the person was asking that question. Yes. Before you can understand it, always note that the bread is a type of the body of Jesus Christ. And the blood, the wine, is a type of the blood of Jesus Christ. So there must be something about the bread and the wine that reflects the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Something is not just colored. First and foremost, the bread, the Bible tells us, must be unleavened bread. It's very deep. I can take another 2 hours talking on that to bring you what it means to the body of Jesus Christ. But the Bible is enough for you to know that the Bible expressly says it has to be unleavened bread. So, anybody doing communion with bread, with biscuits, with special sliced bread, Amen. Oh, I can get bread. Hallelujah. There must be no yeast. If you put yeast there corrupts. And the body of Jesus Christ, he was without sin. If you add bread, yeast to flour, it pops up, prime, and it's sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Also, you must not use zobo. You will not use coke. And don't just use red wine. Listen, church. The wine must contain alcohol. No matter how small is the percentage. The alcohol there symbolizes the preservative power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Alcohol is a preservative. And the life that is in the blood of Jesus Christ is eternal life. The life that is in the blood of Jesus Christ is eternal life. And the Bible in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed, preserved until the day of redemption." That alcohol there also speaks of what happens to you when you receive the Holy Ghost. The wine of excitement, the excitement you receive when you receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The sharks on the day of Pentecost, they thought they were drunk. But they were only filled with the Holy Ghost. That is what that signifies. So if you drink ordinary coke or zobo, you are not remembering the blood of Jesus Christ. And let me quickly add this, that you must always note the importance of the communion. I'm talking of born-again Christians. There are some of us that don't bother about communion. You don't bother at all about the communion service. In the morning now, they will come our first service on Sunday. They will full here. When we take a break to come back, they will all go. Few people will remain. Though I like it though, because it is not for everybody. But I'm speaking for those who should have been here that don't come. Praise the Lord. So it lets me know that you don't even know the opportunity God is giving us through that communion. Through the communion, you are renewing your covenant. The time of communion is a time to take a reflection on what God did for us on the cross on Calvary. The time of communion is a time to appreciate your salvation. And the time of communion is a time to invoke the benefit of Calvary in your life. Healing, deliverance, causes to be broken, covenants to be broken. A lot of people take that and they receive miracle healing and deliverance. And also, some again, come anyhow. You cannot come anyhow. He said, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that wine." He said, "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, not understanding the Lord's body." He said, "For this reason, many are sickly among you, and many die." Now, people that take the communion service, and instead of it to be a blessing, it becomes a curse, because you come anyhow. Praise the Lord. Don't come anyhow. Anything you need to make right, make it right before you come. Confess your sins. If you have anything out against anybody, go there and forgive that person. Ask the person to forgive you. Let go. Those you can let go. Any unconfessed sin, you know, confess it before you come, so that Satan will not turn the cup of blessing to a curse again upon you. God bless you. I think I am okay for today. Clap your hands now. Put your hands for Jesus together. Clap your hands.